Oh, so when we arrived, it was about 4 acres in size. It hadn't made it too high up the hill at that time. Just recognizing the potential that we saw yesterday, we ordered pretty heavily on the helicopters. So we had at one time 5 helicopters dipping out of the Aniat River, helping us get water across the top of the fire. And then we also had 2 hand crews that we had come in, and once they were there, they started addressing the flanks of the fire. So current situation right now is the fire is about 80 acres in size. When I left it this morning, it was smoldering and creeping around. A lot of this is burned in the 94 Tai'i fire burn scars. So there's a lot of dead and down in there as a result of that. And so that's where the fire is actively burning, is in those heavier trees that are on the ground and things like that. So essentially, it's looking pretty good this morning. We do have a lot of concerns about it, specifically on the north side, moving down into Tai'i Creek drainage. That's going to present some challenges. So that's where we're focusing our efforts currently today.
Anything in terms of fire weather that you have concerns about?
In terms of the weather, we're catching a break with the temperature today. We're not really catching too much of a break with the winds that we're getting. So right now we had our forecast come back and we're anticipating 21 mile an hour wind gusts. So it's going to be fairly windy up there today, which is always a challenge for us, not just for the actual operation and pushing the fire around, but we've got to consider other things like snags that are in the area as a result of that 94 fire, putting our firefighters at risk in those areas. So we're making some deliberate risk management decisions of where we're placing folks based on that forecast. Additionally, it does make it a little more difficult for those helicopters that we have working today to hit what they're shooting for. So, yeah, the winds are the big one. And then the other long-term outlook that we're really focused on is this warming trend into Thursday and what that's going to do and how it shifts the wind direction.
We were told approximately 10% containment as of this morning. Is that a number we'll probably see fluctuate, do you think, or are you hoping to just keep increasing that containment percentage?
We do hope to increase that. I think a lot of this is really going to be dependent on today's operation and tomorrow's operation. We're probably, until we can get a better idea on what we're going to do on that north side that is moving into Tai'i Creek, we're probably not going to move around a whole lot other than 10%. Fortunately for us, last night we were able to conduct a burnout operation on the south end of the fire and keep it from progressing that way to the south. And so, you know, with that and then the big meadow that we have along the bottom along the Aniat River, you know, I would anticipate we'll keep it at 10 at least for the end of shift today and assess from there.
Is the entire scope of the burn right now within the old footprint of the 94 fire?
As I understand it, it is. And I haven't overlaid it over a old Tai'i fire perimeter.
What does that mean then? I know you got a lot of old down stuff from that fire. What kind of issues does that present to firefighters?
Yeah, like I said before, you know, our biggest one is snags. So I was out there last night and snags were falling down all through the night. That's really where we are. As fire enters those trees, you know, they consume and then get weaker and eventually fall down. So that's a real challenge there. And then additionally, just the steep slopes is another huge concern for us out there. We have rocks that have been rolling down all night as well. So as the fire burns into the litter and things like that, those rocks tend to get fairly loose and then they go with gravity and end up down at the bottom of the hill.
I'm guessing not a very restful sleep up there.
No, it wasn't very restful, but got to manage a few hours of shut-eye.
Now, I know you're down here today. A new incident command team is taking over in the fire. For people that don't know a lot about fires, and this is pretty typical, what's the purpose of doing this?
Yeah, so we bring teams in oftentimes when the fires has expanded the local district's or work unit's ability to support that fire. So currently on the fire, I think we are estimating roughly 100 folks So not only are those folks out fighting fire for us, but the logistical support that goes beyond that to support and feed those firefighters, you know, make sure they have a place to sleep, everything, get them water. It's a tremendous workload. So when we start moving into that size of operation, we tend to call teams in to help manage these fires.
And it almost seems to be playing out what was talked about at a recent town hall meeting in Chelan that was hosted by Hillary Franz and the DNR, and talking about the ability to work within interagencies and to have resources nearby to where you think there might be fires and to jump on them early. And it feels like this has all come into play on this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're fortunate. It's still relatively early in the season. We have some things around which really helped our initial attack efforts yesterday. But beyond that, like you said, those relationships that we have with our local cooperating partners, the Forest Service, the county fire districts, those are just critical to our success as a whole and the community's success as well. So we were able to get quite a few resources mobilized within the first few hours of the fire starting to be able to really get it to where it is currently.